Beyond about 6, the punishment could span years. Many chose to leave the consent rather than endure it. Those who stuck it out were changed when they emerged, subdued and notably diminished. Which might sound crazy because there was nothing to it other than copying out the required chapters, memorizing them, and then answering questions about them before a panel of hierarchs. But the contents of the book had been crafted and refined over many centuries to be nonsensical, maddening, and pointless. Flagrantly at first, more subtly as the chapters progressed. It was a maze without an exit, an equation that after weeks of toil reduced to 2 = 3. Chapter 1 was a page of nursery rhymes, salted with nonsense words that almost rhymed, but not quite. Chapter 4 was 5 pages of the digits of pi. Beyond that, however, there was no further randomness in the book, since it was easy to memorize truly random things once you taught yourself a few tricks, and everyone who had made it through Chapter 4 knew the tricks. Much harder to memorize and to answer questions about were writings that almost but did not quite make sense, that had internal logic but only to a point. Such things cropped up naturally in the mathic world from time to time. After all, not everyone had what it took to be a Sant. After their authors had been humiliated and thrown back, these writings would be gone over by the Inquisition, and if they were found to be the right kind of awful, made even more so, and folded into later and more wicked editions of the book. To complete your sentence and be granted permission to walk out of your cell, you had to master them just as thoroughly as, say, a student of quantum mechanics must know group theory. The punishment lay in knowing that you were putting all of that effort into letting a kind of intellectual poison infiltrate your brain to its very roots. It was more humiliating than you might imagine. And after I'd been toiling on Chapter 5 for a couple of weeks, I had no difficulty in seeing how one who completed a sentence of, say, Chapter 9, would emerge permanently damaged. Enough of the book. A more interesting question. Why was I here? It seemed that Sir Trestinus wanted me removed from the community for as long as the Inquisitors were among us. Chapter 3 wouldn't have taken me long enough. 4 might have done it, but she had given me 5 just in case I happened to be one of those persons who was good at memorizing numbers. The Dawn Aught, which was attended only by a smattering of avowed who were especially fond of ceremonies, woke me every morning. I snapped my bolt off of the wooden pallet that was the cell's only furniture and wrapped it around myself. I pissed down a hole in the floor and washed in a stone basin of cold water, ate my bread and drank my milk, set the empty dishes by the door, sat on the floor, and arranged the book, a pen, a bottle of ink, and some leaves on the surface of the pallet. My sphere served as a rest for my right elbow. I worked for 3 hours, then did something else, just to clear my head, until Provener. Then, during the whole time that Leo and Jessery and Arcibald were winding the clock, I was doing push-ups, squats, and lunges. My team were working harder and getting stronger because of my absence, and I didn't want to be weak when I emerged. My teammates must have somehow figured out which cell I was in, for after Provener, they'd have a picnic lunch in the meadow right beneath my window. They didn't dare look up or wave to me. Trestinus must be glaring down at them, just waiting for such a mistake. But they'd begin each lunch by hoisting tankards of beer in someone's honor and quaffing deeply. I got the message. Plenty of ink and leaves were available, so I began to write down the account you have been reading. As I did so, I became haunted by the idea that there was some pattern woven through the last few weeks' events that I had failed to notice. I put this down to the altered state of mind that comes over a solitary prisoner with nothing to keep him company, save the book.